Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
My guest is Babushka Ferenczi, dancer, choreographer and founder of Jalwa Dance Company. Jalwa specializes in Bollywood and Middle Eastern dance styles with a fusion of Latin acrobatics and fire twirling. In our conversation, we discuss how Babushka, a native of France, fell in love with Bollywood, embraced the dance style, even becoming an expert in this genre.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
I'm a French performer. I'm now living full-time in Melbourne. And the Jalwa Dance Company specializes mostly in Indian and Middle Eastern dance styles and also some circus acts like fire twirling and this kind of things.
So you first came to Australia, then you left, and you developed a love for the land down under. So you permanently came back in 2011. And since then, you dedicated yourself to developing your passion, which is performing arts. This journey, was it so easy just going back and forth?
It was quite a big change, actually. Because in France, I was a high school teacher. I already loved the arts and everything, but that was my hobbies at the time. And I was teaching languages. So still in the cultures, always loving sharing different cultures with people and helping people travel from wherever they are at the time. But definitely a big contrast from living in France to living in Australia and then changing career altogether. So definitely a big change. But I wouldn't say difficult, it just kind of happened naturally.
Wow, what a dramatic change from English language teacher to choreography and Bollywood and dance. What a dramatic change. How did this come about?
I guess instead of expressing thanks to languages, I was teaching English in France. And you teach people how to express themselves, how to write, how to speak, etc. And then in dancing, you're basically still working on expressing yourself, but without the voice and just the visual effects more so, and facial expressions and the dance moves, which is why I really like the Indian dance styles, because they're always kind of storytelling. There is always a background story, and it's really expressive. You can really tell, even if you don't understand the language of the songs, you can really tell what is happening in the scene, who are the different characters, and what is the scene about. So I think in that perspective, it's still being about expressing yourself. I still get to teach, so I haven't totally changed career. I still get to teach, but now I teach dancing rather than languages, so I teach at my studio.
You perform different styles, including Latin, hip-hop, tango, salsa. It's quite a wide range of styles.
That's more my experience. We mostly perform Indian styles and belly dancing, so Middle Eastern styles. And then we fuse them with different, really diverse styles. So we fuse most of the Indian styles with hip hop, so with the modern Western culture, and with some Latin beats as well. So we love to just play around. Again, the Indian culture is really flexible in that sense, and the Indian community is really keen to see all the different cultures mixing together. So this is the perfect genre for us to be able to be flexible and add all these elements, and then add acrobatics and aerial acts, so hanging from the ceiling and including all these different aspects. Somehow matches really well the music and the general atmosphere.
It's just amazing how you can go from all these other different styles and all of a sudden your favorite one is Bollywood and Indian dancing, French background, Franco-Hungarian background, and now evolved into Bollywood style. This is quite a very strange and rare mix. And
Yeah, it is true. So in France, we don't have actually much of an immigration from India. I mean, the major cities, like any cities around the world, will have some Indian community present there, but not in the location that I was in. So I actually knew really nothing about the Indian culture when I was in France. But through my curriculum as a dancer, while in France, I was trained by Egyptian ladies. So I was trained classical belly dancing at the time, really technical part of the dance and very cultural side of the dance. And so when I came to Australia, I started performing as a belly dancer, mostly to weddings. And I just happened to perform at an Indian wedding. The Indian community is really keen on the belly dancing act as well. So I literally just discovered the culture by performing at a 900 people wedding. So it was very intense straight away. It was very colorful, and I was just blown away by the culture, just the colors, obviously the beauty, mostly of the apparels, what the ladies especially were wearing, but also all the different rituals, and even the way they welcomed me in other events that I have been performing for, whether it's been stage shows or functions. People really see us as professionals. You come in to do a job, and then you're invited to go out. But with this particular wedding, and then I learned that that's just traditional, and that's something typical of the Indian community, is they really insisted for me to be part of the celebrations. They wanted me to be part of the rituals. They invited me to eat with them. So that was a total different feeling from the other jobs that I've had in the past. And I also just loved seeing all generations on the dance floor, everybody just loving to move on the music together, sing the lyrics together. Something that I hadn't really witnessed, to have all generations from very young children to teenagers in the Western cultures, teenagers have more tendency to kind of do their own thing. They're a little bit too cool to play dance with their parents and this sort of things. Whereas it didn't appear at all generations, even the elderly, were standing up and moving as much as they physically could. So it was really, it really drew me to the culture.
The Indian community has embraced your style, your school. It's their talents. I got the privilege of witnessing your birthday the other time. It was just packed and very, very powerfully attended. So how is the acceptance in the community? You're not from that culture, and yet you captivate this audience and manage to get their trust, and that you can even teach them.
Yeah, it's true. Well, definitely from that first night already, it was just amazing the feedback I received. And I think they really appreciated that I dedicated a lot of hours to really learn the technique of the dance. I was using different props. I was really being really entertaining. And I love to interact with the audience. And the Indian community is exactly, they're just the best audience you can have, because they will cheer you up. They will really get into the mood, as opposed to maybe European audiences, for example, where we think we have to be silent to respect the performer, we have to make minimum sound, and then only when invited to, we clap. Whereas the Indian community, which is just really just there to support you, if they know the lyrics, they will sing with you, they even start dancing around you while you're performing. So that feedback was, and the fact that I was bouncing back to their reactions and we could really interact while I was performing, they really enjoyed that. And then because I loved their culture so much, then I started really straight away looking into Bollywood. They all told me, you need to get into Bollywood, you will see, you're gonna love it, seeing how you belly dance, you're going to love the style. And a lot of the technique is very transferable from belly dancing to Bollywood. And then because I would love it so much, I would research the lyrics and choreograph depending on the lyrics. So later on, when I performed to Bollywood music, actually people who didn't know me and would see me on stage actually thought I was from India. With the makeup and the costume, I actually looked like I could come from India. And when I would come down from stage, people would actually speak to me in Hindi or in Punjabi. If I just came to dance Bhangra, for example, Punjabi would come to me and speak to me straight away in Punjabi. They wouldn't even imagine that I'm not from India. And then when they would learn that I'm French and all my journey, they would get even more excited, because wondering, I mean, for them, it's normal for Indian people to be interested in Indian culture, but they yeah. find it really extraordinary that somebody who is not from the culture is so into their culture. So I think the general feedback has been that I love their culture and they love that I love their culture.
Yeah,
but the acceptance goes way beyond the Indian community in Australia. Acceptance goes all the way back to the adoption actually have been adopted all the way back to Bollywood even.
Yeah, it's true. There has been quite a few requests. A lot of music video clips from singers from India who've come to Melbourne or Sydney to actually record their video clips. I've been lucky to be part of this. And then Bollywood celebrities or Punjabi celebrities performing here and taking us with my dance troupe on tour in Melbourne and in Sydney to perform with them. So we've been really lucky on that side.
And finally, Jalwa Dance Company, where does the word come from? What does it mean? And why Jalwa? Why this name in particular?
It was really important for me to have the name to be a Hindi word. Jalwa means charisma. I wanted something really positive and that represents what I think of the dance in general. And yeah. I think it's about beauty, of course, and it's about technicality and it's about expression. But I think the general word that I thought fitted the most was charisma. And it was really important that obviously it comes from the Hindi language, but also that it's easy for the English speakers, so Australians and anyone who lives in Melbourne, especially it's quite a multicultural place, so that anyone can easily say the word and read the word. So Jalwa was just perfect.
Yeah. Finally, how many participants in your courses, in your programs have you brought together now? Our typical class, how many? Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a troupe, a professional troupe of 10 performers. Yeah. So those ones I've been doing full-time dancing and then they come to me and I train them in the specific genres. Yeah. And we are the ones who perform for professional shows. Yeah. And then I have different classes. So I try to keep the classes under 15 students wow. per class so that I can give everyone enough attention. But yeah, and that's with Bollywood and belly dancing mostly, and yeah. also Bhangra.
Yeah. And how has the situation panned out during this very difficult situation of being in lockdown? Did you keep contact with all your students and performers? How did it work out? Because everyone had to go online. Just tell us about the experience that you've just gone through.
Yeah, so that has been quite a big challenge from being booked for every weekend to having zero shows because events are, of course, not allowed. Performing side of the business definitely has totally shut down, and this is the biggest part of the business. For the dance classes, the adults are not as keen to learn online as the children, so the adult classes have reduced a lot as well. But the kids have generally been connecting every week, and so I can still keep training them.
Now, Babushka, before I let you go, anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to seeing rooms full of beautifully dressed and dancing and lively people because I actually, this is the first time since I've learned about the culture and I've started performing full-time since 8 years ago now. This is the first time I actually have such a long break from performing and I miss it a lot. I miss seeing all the people and the similar faces that I see all the time and the different families. So I'm definitely looking forward to it and I hope that people will really appreciate those moments as well, those long dinners and those long nights together even more once the lockdown stops.
The lockdown is over.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.